A Reading List for Lunar New Year by Mathangi Subramanian. This year, Asians around the world will celebrate Lunar New Year on Friday, February 12th. This holiday is a great opportunity to learn more about Asian, and in particular Chinese, cultures and traditions, something that feels particularly important given how severely coronavirus-inspired xenophobia has impacted Asian American children and families. The following picture books are a great way to learn about Asian cultures together or to celebrate the traditions that your family already practices. Goldilocks and the Three Pandas by Natasha Yim. In this reimagining of a Three Little Bears, Goldie's mother asks her to take a plate of turnip cakes to their panda bear neighbors in celebration of Chinese New Year. Goldie accidentally ends up breaking and entering, but instead of avoiding the damage she caused, she makes amends and discovers a little bit of luck in the new year. A New Year's Reunion by Yu Li Zhang. It's Lunar New Year, which means that it's time for Mao Mao's father to come home. Mao Mao only sees her father once a year. The two of them do traditions together to reacquaint themselves with each other and to celebrate family, near and far. Mooncakes by Loretta Seto. A little girl celebrates the Chinese Moon Festival with her family. Together they share tea and mooncakes and tell traditional stories about the moon. A Big Mooncake for Little Star by Grace Lin. It's time for the Moon Festival, and Little Star can't wait to eat mooncake. Her mother tells her to wait, but she can't resist taking just one tiny bite. A clever and impressively illustrated story about the phases of the moon. Sweet Lava Kanji by Qusheng Zhang. It's the Lava Festival, which means that it's time for a young girl named Yan Er to help her grandmother make rice porridge, also known as kanji. The book's illustrations give readers a view into Chinese village life, while the text informs readers about stories and traditions surrounding this winter festival. Red is a Dragon, a Book of Colors by Roseanne Thong. A gorgeously illustrated book of colors that is also an introduction to Chinese culture. The rhyming text and vibrant pictures make this book a fascinating treat for the ears and the eyes. Amy Wu and the Perfect Bao by Kat Jiang. Amy Wu loves making bao, a traditional Chinese dish, with her family. But she also finds it frustrating. No matter how hard she tries, she can't seem to get her bao to be the right shape. A whimsically illustrated book about perseverance, confidence, family, and tradition. Gondra's Treasure by Linda Sue Park. Gondra is a dragon whose mother is from the west and whose father is from the east. Their traditions are very different, but there is one thing they share, their love for each other. A wonderful introduction to dragon stories from the east and west, and a relatable book for children of parents who come from two different cultures.